Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lonnie Frey. Batting second. The shortstop, Eddie Miller. Batting third. The right fielder, Max Marshall. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank McCormick. Batting fifth. The center fielder, G. Walker. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bert Haas. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Eric Tipton. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Mueller. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bucky Walters. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Bucky Walters. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jimmy Brown. Batting second. The right fielder, Debs Garms. Batting third. The left fielder, Stan Musial. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ray Sanders. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ken O'Day. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Harry Walker. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Whitey Karowski. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Luke Line. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Harry Gumbert. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Harry Gumbert. And now, play ball. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Frey moves to second. One out. Max Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sanders scoops it up and throws to first, with Gumbert covering, for the out. Frey moves to third. Two outs. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a line drive towards third. Karowski reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jimmy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Walker. Brown reaches second base with a double. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCormick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Garms for the out. Brown moves to third. One out. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brown scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Ray Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders takes first base on ball four. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sanders. The throw from Mueller and he is out. Miller applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Musial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas strikes out. Two outs. Eric Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton hits a fly ball into right field. Garms settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day hits a fly ball into left field. Tipton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Tipton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Whitey Karowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karowski hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCormick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Karowski for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Karowski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Frey hits a fly ball into left field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lou Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey misplays the ball. That's an error on Frey. Harry Gumbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumbert bunts towards third. Haas fields it and throws to first for the out. Klein moves to second. One out. Jimmy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Tipton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 0-for-1 in the game. Garms hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCormick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Garms for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Karowski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gumbert fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0-for-1 in the game. McCormick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Karowski fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Musial hits a fly ball into left field. Tipton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sanders hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCormick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sanders for the out. Two outs. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Day hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. Haas strikes out. 1 out. Eric Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0 for 1 in the game. Tipton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 1 in the game. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kurowski fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0 for 1 in the game. Walters hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mueller moves to second. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Frey hits a line drive towards short. Klein reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Whitey Kurowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurowski is 0 for 1 in the game. Kurowski hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Mueller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Lou Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0 for 1 in the game. Klein hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harry Gumbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumbert is 0 for 0 in the game. Gumbert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walters fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Jimmy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey misplays the ball. That's an error on Frey. Gumbert moves to second. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 0 for 2 in the game. Garms hits a line drive towards the mound. Walters reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Mueschel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Max Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 2 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klein fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Musial hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ray Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Sanders hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCormick scoops it up and throws to first, with Walters covering, for the out. 2 outs. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. O'Day hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Walker. O'Day reaches second base with a double. Harry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Tipton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 2 in the game. Haas bunts towards first. Sanders scoops it up and throws to first, with Brown covering, for the out. Walker moves to second. One out. Eric Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tipton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Walker. Tipton reaches second base with a double. Walker scores. It's Reds, 1, Cardinals, 1. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 2 in the game. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gumbert fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Walters strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Whitey Karowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karowski is 0 for 2 in the game. Karowski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luke Kline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kline is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kline hits a fly ball into left field. Tipton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Gumbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumbert is 0 for 1 in the game. Gumbert hits a pop-up towards short. Miller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCormick scoops it up and throws to first, with Walters covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cardinals 1. The Reds will come to bat. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Frey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Walker. Frey reaches second base with a double. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 3 in the game. Miller bunts towards the mound. Gumbert juggles the ball. That's an error on Gumbert. Frey moves to third. Max Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Miller moves to second. One out. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McCormick takes first base on ball 4. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Walker. Walker reaches second base with a double. Frey scores. Miller scores. McCormick goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Reds. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 2 in the game. Haas hits a fly ball into left field. Mueschel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Tipton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Walker scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, Reds. Red Munger now pitching. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 3 in the game. Mueller hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Brown reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 0 for 3 in the game. Garms hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Musial hits a pop-up towards short. Miller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sanders takes first base on ball 4. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. O'Day hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Walker. O'Day reaches second base with a double. Sanders moves to third. Harry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 3 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Walker. Walker reaches second base with a double. Sanders scores. O'Day scores. It's 5-3, Reds. Whitey Karowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karowski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Karowski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Walker moves to third. Lou Kline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kline is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kline hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCormick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kline for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cardinals 3. The Reds will come to bat. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Walters bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4 strike 3. One out. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Frey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sanders settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Sanders. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 3 in the game. Miller hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-3, Reds. Max Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown misplays the ball. That's an error on Brown. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. McCormick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marshall moves to third. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munger fires to third and picks off Marshall. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Walker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Walker Cooper pinch hits for Red Munger. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Tipton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haas fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 0-for-4 in the game. Garms hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Walker who is chasing the ball. Garms reaches third base with a triple. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Musial hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 7, and St. Louis Cardinals, 3. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.